American famous cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world." Tompkins County legislator and activist Anna Callis organized the community matchup last Sunday with the hope that it would help people learn about local agencies, find volunteer opportunities, and make donations, hopefully fostering long-term relations between members of community and nonprofit organizations that provide a hand up to those in need. Anna told us how she came up with this idea.
I think for me, this was my way of sort of processing the election in some ways. As an elected official, I've been seeing for the last year how much the line between organizations and agencies that work in the community are helped by the government. And you know, there's a tighter relationship than I think people realize. And I had this feeling that a lot of the support for organizations and agencies that rely on federal funding and state funding will potentially be shriveling up for the next couple years. And so that inspired this desire to make sure that the local organizations that do local work for the local community are okay. And so I wanted everybody to sort of ask themselves, how much is enough? Like, how much is enough for them to be okay? And then how much all of us can redistribute back out into the community to make sure that everyone's okay for the next couple years? So that was my reason for it.
So then Anna built a website and a Facebook page. When she launched this event online, there were 40 organizations signing for the first 24 hours. And in the end, there were 60 organizations making to the event.
And there's some like the Human Services Coalition and TC Action, and there's some school groups and some farm groups, Friendship Donation Network for Food, and there's some food bank is here, and then we have many social justice groups like the Multicultural Resource Center. And it's filling a niche also because the alternate gift fair did not happen this year. They need volunteers. So sharing the word that, you know, people, if they really want that to continue too, that people need to volunteer. And so it's filling multiple gaps.
I interviewed some organizations and asked them what did they think of this event.
My name is Steve Manley. I am the executive director of the Ithaca Public Education Initiative, IPEI. We're a 20-year-old local school foundation. We're focused on raising funds within and around the Ithaca community to return those funds directly to classrooms for faculty, staff, and other program teams at any of the elementary, middle, and high schools. I was excited to hear about Anna's proposal for this event. It came across my social media, and my board and myself were excited to be in a room with people doing great work and to be able to support each other and meet the community who may or may not have heard of us and celebrate the work that we are doing and acknowledge the work that still needs to be done.
My name is Melanie Little, and I'm the Director of Youth Services at the Mental Health Association in Tompkins County. The Mental Health Association is a local branch of a statewide nonprofit as well as nationwide Mental Health America. So our mission is all focused on advocating for and supporting individuals and families in our community dealing with mental illness, as well as educating the community about mental health and fighting stigma. So our mission is essentially about creating a citizens' movement to support and, you know, educate about mental health. So we're looking for everyday people to get interested and to support people in their communities, your friends and neighbors and the people that you see on the street and your family that are dealing with mental illnesses, and making it not such a stigmatized topic, bringing that conversation into the open and making it about everyone being well, as opposed to, you know, there are those of us with mental illnesses and those of us not. Mental health, everyone has mental health, just like everyone has physical health. I think it's great. There's a really great turnout. We've had a lot of folks stop by who I've never seen before and who haven't heard of us, who are stopping by to learn about us and, you know, about volunteer opportunities and what we do.
My name is Ryan Clover. I'm the director at the Alternatives Library, and we circulate thousands of materials throughout the entire Finger Lakes region that all focus on alternatives to mainstream society. So alternative institutions, alternative lifestyles. So it actually, our collection represents a vision for all the different ways that we can live our lives, that we can create a future, and also ways that we can solve problems. This event is great. I've already connected with a bunch of different organizations that I've heard of, but hadn't actually had a chance to really understand what they do. So as a librarian, I love that opportunity because, you know, I'm in charge of connecting people with the resources that they're looking for. And so I might be able to recommend a book anytime, but now I can recommend an organization as well.
Just as Anna said.
The idea of this one is not just a one-time touch, though. The idea is sort of adopt an organization, make sure they're okay, you know, not just a one-time hit. So people are getting that too, and that's very beautiful.
Anna stressed the importance to the community of staying connected and being supportive. She described a bond between people and agencies that she would like to see if someone gets sick. They know they have friends who can bring them soup, especially after the election.
It's really important for me to not be partisan in my thinking, and that wasn't the experience that I had. What I saw is that the country's divided. And in some ways, you know, that's very painful. But the silver lining is that we all see it now. And so this is sort of, for me, my first attempt to bridge that divide and start to build a relationship. So a lot of the organizations here work all in Tompkins County. There are a lot of them that just work in the city. But all the money that is donated specifically to Tompkins County Community Matchup or that comes from the silent auction, all of that is going to be donated out into the rural communities. So I'm going to be reaching out to all of them in the municipalities and have it be a relationship where we talk about what we want to do with it and connect all of them so that it's not me dictating, but that there's a lot of buy-in. And so, you know, I think that the root of the inspiration for it, one, was that I'm worried that there's going to be some financial reduction in funding for a lot of the organizations that are doing this work. So that was one, and two is to start to heal that divide. Because I think that many, many people on both sides of this election want the same thing, you know, for everybody to be okay and to have a voice, you know. So it's really simple, the mission. Food on the table, roof over our heads, a voice so that we can be part of the conversation. It's that kind. Keep it simple.
At the event, I saw how Ithacans began to bridge a divide and build a relationship.
My name is Barbara Eden. Well, I'm interested in finding out about all the different organizations in Ithaca that are looking for people to volunteer. I think it's a great event. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to do a tremendous amount of networking, which is pretty key to getting things done. The majority of people in this area are pretty horrified at the election results, and I think the way to combat that sense of angst and feeling so upset about the whole thing is for people to volunteer and get involved locally.
My name is Aiti. I'm from Malaysia. I came here because I want to know and to look for some job that I can volunteer because I'm here just in Ithaca just for 3 months, and I know that there are a lot of volunteering jobs out there, so today is a good chance for me to know more about what kind of volunteer job that I can do and to contribute to the community here in Ithaca. I'm interested is Ithaca, a free clinic. They are helping all the people who don't have an insurance in the healthcare. And I'm interested in helping them in administration job because I speak a few language. I hope that if there are any patients came in who couldn't speak English, but they speak the language that I understand, I can help them in their registrations. Volunteering is important not only to the community, but also to myself. Through volunteering, I get to know the community better, and I can learn from them, and especially American culture.
At the end, the event organizer Anna shared about vision of a community matchup.
It's taken a life of its own. I did buy the website, which is communitymatchup.org, And there have already been people from New York City who've contacted me and say that, you know, that's a great idea. Maybe we could, you know, do that there. And someone from Syracuse here today said, you know, that's a really great idea. So it may be something where I, you know, have a flash page that says, you know, pick your city, and then it goes to wherever, you know, or county. So there are visions of it, you know, being a matchmaking thing that local communities can take on. But the idea of it, the mission, the vision of it was local, you know, really connecting people grassroots with their organizations, grassroots, so they can get out of the door and really rebuild that sense of community. So if you want like the tightest vision, that was definitely it. And then that can happen all over the country. So if I can donate the platform that I've created so that people don't have to reinvent the wheel, that's absolutely, I don't need to have any ownership of it. People just need to, you know, be helped out. But it does have the root in that sense of stepping out of your door and rebuilding community wherever we can and helping out wherever we can. And hopefully it'll just progress beyond the 4 years and be a platform, you know, to keep that sense going.